That's it. Was it?
And so nice. A real yachting place.
Was it?
But nobody could ever get round to making it a yachting marina.
Oh.
And that's the ideal place for it. You see? And in those days, 1925, there was lovely shops all the way up. You'd no need to go to Douglas for anything. It was wonderful, really. But apart from that, there's one thing. The boarding houses were all full of visitors then, and when the train would be coming in the evening with all sorts of things, there was an old man, Mr. Cregeen. I just forget it was first name, but fortunately he had rubber tyres on his, it was a cart with a flat top, because in those days people came for a month, not for a week. I never saw one suitcase ever. Although I was only 11, I took stock of everything.
You do?
I'm of that nature.
Yes.
Can't
yes.
help it. And he'd put all these big trunks on, slide them on, because there was no sides to the...
Oh, I see.
To the, not a, but I did notice the rubber tyres had just come in, you know, because they were doing the hoops before, and very hard on the horse.
Yes.
Well, anyway, he was... Phyllis was quite... This train would come in about 10 to 7, and I would always be sent out from the boarding house. I was staying with my aunts and doing all the light duties and the messages. But nothing was ever missed, nothing was ever forgotten.
Wasn't it?
It's none of this not can't care less attitude. Everybody did their job. They were very conscientious people, a thing you don't see so much now. I really mean it. But the funny thing was, I'd be sent down to the train to get perhaps a basket of potted peels, or perhaps some luscious peaches, or the, yeah, not to call them, or apricot or peaches. They'd be yellow and pink, and those would be poached with rice pudding the next day. Oh, they'd be gorgeous.
Yes.
They really did look after the visitors
yes.
there
yeah.
on that promenade.
Yes.
They're wonderful people, there's no doubt about it,
and
lovely cooks. But they catered for families, but and the people that would be coming would be professional people, like doctors and dentists, that sort of thing. And they would have as much children as nearly the working people.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's me six in my family, I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. Although sort of
no family planning in them days.
That's what I mean, yeah.
No.
It was the same for them, but they came for a good month, but they all had trunks. But that old man, you know, he'd have to go up all the front steps of all those boarding houses with those trunks. Yes, and he was getting on in years.
Yes.
Yes, and
this was before the First World or after the First World?
Oh, 1925.
1925, right, yes. Of course, yes, yes.
But you see, I always took stock of everything.
Yes.
I don't know why, but there was an awful lot of, what we call them old maids and spinsters, in Port St. Mary, and they all knew each other, but they all had very hard work to do. They never went out anywhere in the summer.
Didn't they?
They all went to church in the winter. Yeah, it was like that. Oh, yes, they were very... And yet they all knew each other.
Were they local?
Oh, all local, yes.
Oh.
There was a Miss Duggins and various, what I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about them when I grew up. How were there so many spinsters? My aunts were spinsters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on me, perhaps their boyfriends were killed in the First World War. Quite a lot of them.
Yes.
It dawned on me when I grew up.
Yes.
Not when I was 11.
No.
But you see, those things come to you afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the tradespeople all had to come up the front steps. I thought, it was the first person that went, no, front door was always open. Very rare you saw rain in those days.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Goodness.
Beautiful weather. Those summers,
mm-hmm.
people, oh, they had wonderful times, these people who came on holiday to Port St. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Very safe place,
yes.
because it was right down below the beach, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some people
That had been the time of the pop houses, was it, down there?
The what?
The pop houses down... Pop houses, they were called. Was it a lemonade factory or something down there?
No.
Pop houses.
Never heard of that.
Haven't you?
No. That would be later, I should think.
Oh, maybe so. It's just something I've read and picked up, and they aren't there now, and I just wondered.
Yeah, no. There's a big coal yard down there, Cloakston's. That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nice shops all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
You hadn't, even a nice ironmonger's, you hadn't to go to, because Douglas was a long journey on the train from Portsmouth and back again.
Yes.
People hadn't the time.
No.
But they were all very sort of good people.
Yes.
Always getting on with the work and anything to please the visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That was important.
Yeah. And then there was the fishing.
Oh, yeah.
At the harbour.
I'll come to that. I thought it was lovely there.
Yes.
There was something special about Portsmouth and was so sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see all these, what I used to be out on wretches in the afternoon, and then one day I thought I'd take a walk down to the quay, mm-hmm. and there was these ladies from Scotland,
mm-hmm.
because they were big women, because there's no use of short ones because they were handling barrels, the herrings, they were all going to Russia, and they had a big black apron, black and boots on them, no use having shoes in that job. And the knife they were using, you didn't see the handle, they were up the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating to watch them cutting the hair. They left the heads on,
mm-hmm.
but it was a fascinating job and a specialised job. And each lot they did, they would sort of, and then when the barrels were getting quite full, the top, they gave a jolly good stir of it, and then they screw the lid on and they would roll the barrel side on up to the hedge, because at 4 o'clock the sun would be going off those hedges, you see.
Yes.
And then they were all ready for the little schooners, mm-hmm. to come in and pick them up. Oh, they were never left very long.
No.
And those things were all going to Russia.
Yeah.
They loved salt herrings, and now they love our kippers.
Yes, the Max Kippers, that's
we're going to sail for those, aren't
Yes.
But you see, the poor Russians, they loved our herrings.
Mm.
But it was fascinating for me to stand out. You weren't down near them, of course, because that would be stupid to go near them in the way.
Mm.
But another girl and I, so she was much younger than me,
mm-hmm.
her name was Marion Collister, and she was captain of the parish here before she died, probably.
Mm.
And we used to talk about these things.
Yes.
And but you see, I couldn't get out after tea because I had duties to do, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Not heavy duties, but plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
And meet that 10 to 7 train,
mm-hmm.
for things that were coming off from Dulles. But nobody ever asked me my name. They must have told me who I was. That dawned on me afterwards.
Yes.
Years after. Yes. I was never asked my name. Most peculiar.
Yes. But they'd known you.
Of course they must have done, because you see, I could get the Harry Barron was the man on the luggage on the train,
mm-hmm.
and he lived in Portsmouth, Mary, that man,
mm-hmm.
and he would always, as soon as the train stopped, because you see, he'd be going home for his tea,
mm-hmm.
10 to 7 then going on to Port Erin afterwards, he'd be quick as lightning, he'd be putting all the things on the platform.
All right.
Yes. And I would know exactly what I had to pick up,
mm-hmm.
and go, but they never asked me my name. And it's dawned on me years after. How did they know me?
Yes.
Because you see, I had a very longish dress on.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't dressed very part, because my aunts were very old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
they'd known you. Though.
Yes. They knew me.
Yes.
So it was nothing.
So you were kept busy then?
Oh, yes. And nothing was ever forgotten.
No.
There was none of this can't care less attitude. Oh no, people were very conscientious. And I was talking to a gentleman here, he's died recently, unfortunately.
Mm.
No legs. James Quirk. And he'd been sailing and he knew everybody in Portsmouth.
Did he?
I met him at the dining table.
Yes.
Oh, the fun we had.
Yes.
And talking of all the old characters. He died some time ago. Oh, I miss him, I hope.
Yeah, he will.
So,
yes.
I was telling him we could talk of the old characters and die with that.
Yes,
day, you know?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
But anyway, Well, he says he thinks he remembers me.
Oh, does he?
Because I had very black hair.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This was later on, because I went back later on. But you see, everybody, they were like sort of God-fearing people too, mm-hmm. lots of Mary mm-hmm. people, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they went to, oh, they'd always be going to church and having their things, you know, but they didn't in the summer, you see.
Oh.
Yes. It was their way of life.
Yes.
And then, you see, they'd have to do all the things and get them all ready, put away for the winter in the boarding houses. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be coming out at Christmas time.
Oh,
yes. To do things at
Christmas, of course.
And get to the Christmas carols and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And then after Christmas is over, they'd be having another rest before they started washing all the blankets.
Yes, yeah. every year, the blankets were all washed and everything.
And then you see, it was a big grass patch, which we were next to the end house there. We were in Apple House,
mm-hmm.
but now it's called Belvedere House, and it's a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
and the next door has been taken into two places. But we see, during the war, we never even got down that promenade, because people think, come over here and they think, what was it like in the water? We didn't get a chance to go to places you couldn't, because you think you're spying. You see, you had to be careful.
Yes.
Although I was a warden myself, Port Erin.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you see, Port Erin, the Port St Mary promenade was shut off,
mm-hmm.
because Balaquini had all these young, well, what would you call them? Commandos and or preparing for SS men or whatever they are, you know.
Right. Yes.
Oh, they were very fine boys. There was no 20 even in that lot. And they were all in Port St Mary. Well, you see, Port St Mary was about wide off,
mm-hmm.
the promenade. Mm-hmm. But they I don't know whether they used the boarding houses or not. You see, although we were all Manx together, you couldn't talk about things, you see.
No.
You, seven of us. Careless dog cast.
Yes, yes.
You see?
Yes, so nobody spoke about it.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, nothing. And then up Craig Neese, there was some Canadians on the gun up there.
Was there?
Yes. But I didn't see them, but they eventually went away before the war ended.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and the girls would be all loving them and kissing them on
Yes.
We used to hear about these. I was in Port Erin then.
Yes.
That was when I would be about 20, when mm-hmm. I was a brat. I stayed there 20 years.
Did you?
In Port Erin. But I always had a love for Port St Mary.
Did you? Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Yes, because it's a sheltered place.
Yes, it is.
And it's ideal. But they... been talking about it for donkey's years,
mm-hmm.
and they've never really got round
no.
to it.
They might one day.
One day, I hope so.
Yes.
Because it's the ideal place.
It is, yes.
Because the water's...
deep water.
You don't have to wait for the tide to come in there.
That's but right.
They said before there wasn't enough cubicles for people, you know, for the showering and that, you know. The yachting club.
They would have to extend that
there
then.
There isn't the space, they reckon. Well, I thought, but anyway, looking down last year or two, I've been over there,
mm-hmm.
because they wanted in Ramsey, I think.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, mm. But you see, Ramsey's got a lot of mud when the tide goes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's no idea.
No.
That's an idea.
Port St Mary, they can come right in.
Right in.
Yes.
No problem.
No problem.
It's
no.
lovely.
Mm.
And there used to often be a yacht in the bay,
mm-hmm.
but bigger than the yachts they have now.
Mm-hmm.
People that could live on them, you know.
Oh, yes.
There'd often
yes.
be a yacht in the bay,
mm-hmm.
and then they could go and get their food.
Yes.
Because you see, now all the shops went. When after the war, everything sort of sunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then electricity went dear,
mm-hmm.
and that put the bakers off,
yes.
very much so.
Yes.
Because that was one very good baker down there.
Farker, is it?
Yes, but they had to give up because it was the electric bill was about £2,000.
Oh, gosh.
So
just too expensive.
Yes.
Can you remember if when the internees were there, were the men... or the wives, or the family, or...
Oh, well, that's Port Erin now.
That's Port Erin, is it?
Oh, yes. Well, then I was in Port Erin for 20. Bradda East, not Bradda West. Well, you see, you come up the prom, and then, well, here we are, here, that's just calendar for this month.
Oh, yes.
I think,
yes.
Well, you see, up there,
yes.
Well, you see, we had to find out where all the water was, you know, the pipes in case of fires, you see. I knew where they all were,
mm-hmm.
and you had to practice. Well, you had to be trained to be a woman.
Yes.
But I could always undress in the dark, and I still do the same thing today.
Is that right?
Never anything different. What do you think of that?
Yeah, my goodness.
To this day, I undress the same way, because you had to do that, because you had to dress in the dark,
mm-hmm.
you see. And, but Port Erin, they had a... Everybody thought, younger people have thought since it's been here, thought we had barbed wire all around there, and it didn't work like that. Because down Sion Hill, that was another point where the, stile, come through the golf link, so you can come out of the stile at the bottom of Sion Hill. Well, then you see that was a walk home to Fleshick. Well, they could go with the police women there, those 6 fine police women, because we couldn't have policemen. They were from England, though,
oh.
I think, yes. They were in the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I disposed of my identity card. I had my picture in it. Well, mm-hmm. anyway, because you had to have it.
Yes, of course.
So,
yes.
And then at the other end, by what we call the repeater station, I think that's down, that's by Rockefeller Road.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other opening,
mm-hmm.
and you had to show your card. We were more tormented than the aliens. It worked out that way.
Yes.
Because when the aliens took a walk to Fleshick, they had 2 or 3 police women with them, but they weren't allowed to go in the water.
Oh.
You know, because some did, well, not many, because there was a lot we had. 1 or 2 have drowned themselves, you know.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Out of
been
the
chance.
Yeah. But they weren't treated badly, they didn't need really
no,
to
no,
do that.
No.
It was just that they were...
They were confined,
yes.
maybe. Yeah.
Well, then they had children with them, another lot,
mm-hmm.
and they had schooling here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had plenty of that, yah-yah. Oh, those German women do have big voices.
Yes.
Worse than their men.
Yeah.
But those over here with fur coats and all, they had money in the bank, you see, and they could get extras for themselves.
Oh, I see.
They did their own shopping, and it run, they no help. The carpets were all took up before they arrived and rolled off and put in a warehouse somewhere in Douglas. But they had this, they were allowed the chairs and the, all the cooking utensils,
oh,
because they did their own
cooking.
Oh, they no help. And it was like a, well, it was just like a beehive. Everybody had their own duties each day, and then they all had their share of the brows, as we call them,
mm-hmm.
the brows on the beach. Well, you see, that meant we couldn't go. Because we weren't allowed to fraternise.
No, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Get into trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
But who would want to anyway? So anyway, that's what I used to say. But anyway, oh, there's that, look out. So anyway, and another thing I noticed very much, when we were at our Dunkirk time, we were at a low ebb then, you know, you should have seen the change in them. You'd have been surprised.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, they were ready for us.
Mm.
But, thank God they got through that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yes.
We lost quite a few management shifts,
you
know.
Oh,
you
must have done, yes.
Yes, talking about in the paper the other week what we lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And Manx men.
Yes.
Well, anyway, they were very brave going out there.
They were.
But
yes.
I think we lost 3 ships. Somebody fella talking about the other week, and another ship in there.
Mm.
That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Our governor was on that. One of our governors,
oh.
Sir Lawrence knew he was a young man on that ship,
oh.
and he lives over here now. Yes. And the
yes.
Skipper was telling it all about. It's very interesting.
Mm.
There was a lot of women children on that ship, you see.
Was that?
Yeah, there was a big Navy ship.
Oh.
But it's women and children first. And,
mm.
and that's, yes, some of them are lost.
Yes.
But anyway, apart from that, they We just kept to ourselves and what it, but we were never allowed to fraternize.
No.
But as I said, who would want to? But there's an awful stupid thing. They'd have the cinema there, was a good cinema there, and beauty.
Also.
Built just before the war.
Mm-hmm.
An awful pity. Because they tried to make it into something else after the war.
Where was it?
You know, there's Church Road,
mm-hmm.
and there's the, you know, the church and the whole.
Yes.
St. Catherine's, isn't it? Oh Lord, I used to go there myself.
St. Catherine's?
Yes.
Yeah.
St. Catherine's Church and the hall is at the back of
mm-hmm.
it. And then there's a low row of like boarding houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the end one would be Mr. Trustum's the dentist. And it's still there, that, but it won't be him, he's gone.
No,
long ago,
no.
But it's still there,
mm-hmm.
a dentist. Well then, next to that would be the cinema. And there's a big square to put all the cars in there.
Oh.
Big empty square.
Mm-hmm.
After the shops on the other side, you see the chemist and the bakers.
Mm-hmm.
All that was the other side. So it was a lovely cinema.
Mm-hmm.
But they had it on the afternoon, and they'd on newsreels on. So we all look at each other. We said, that can't be right. Letting them know.
Yes.
Did we learn by our mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
But we're making plenty to my liking. That kind of thing.
Yes.
But anyway, they eventually, oh, I tell you, the Italians were up to Baldrick. They had them separated nicely,
mm-hmm.
and the Polish ones were really in turn for their own safety, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't treated like any, but they had to be in turn just the same. They were up more higher up.
Were they?
Yes. Higher up in Spaulding.
Mm-hmm.
Nice people.
Were they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some stayed after the war, you know.
Oh, did they?
One family of brother. Just forgotten their name.
Mm-hmm.
They were dressmakers.
Oh.
And beautiful ones.
Oh.
Designed clothes. They'd had a shop in London before they were in turn, but they went back about 2 or 3 years after.
Mm-hmm.
They had a house at Braddock,
mm-hmm.
and they designed clothes there. And showed them off in the Bellevue.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh,
that was very nice.
Yes.
But I don't, I've often thought about them.
Mm-hmm.
They were nice people and clever.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the Germans treated them. Oh, I can see them yet shooting those people in the street, you know.
Really?
We couldn't get out of them. You know, on those newsreels. The Polish men,
mm-hmm.
working men on the street, they were getting shot down just like peace pods. Oh,
yes.
Lord, it was awful.
Terrible, yes.
Yeah, oh, that Hitler man. And
yeah.
What is he roasting it? What is happening to that man? Mm. It makes you wonder.
So you'd seen a lot of changes then?
Enormous.
Yes.
And then they made the cinema into some old cars place, look at cars. I don't know what it is now. And then all these shops are all different. There's shops you can go in and get various things, nice things though,
mm-hmm.
One or two shops, and well, it's different, the chemist is still there though,
yes,
and the shoe shop at the end is still
yes,
there,
that's right,
yes, I get my slippers there,
yeah, and the post office,
oh yes, that would never change,
no.
I don't think, no. You see, we all knew each other, but you see, if you didn't join up, you see, although we said, for the size of the place, we sent more men to the war than anywhere else.
Really?
Truly, yes, that's true. There was nobody left. And then they wondered why we didn't marry. What was left wasn't well. There was something wrong with them, you
yes.
see.
Yes.
And they were older men.
Yes.
Now, my job was to teach older men in the ARP work.
Oh.
Ooh. They were so thick. Dad's army's not in. I've told my son he's in Jordan. Yes.
Just like Dad's army, were they?
Oh, yes. And worse. Oh, I never knew anything like it.
Oh,
it was thick. It was two short blanks.
All the best ones had gone.
Yes.
Yes.
And these were the old men. Well, you see, they weren't used. You see, you weren't allowed to stand up to come up those terrible pumps. and they had to crawl and take over. You see, you couldn't stand up because you see you're spotted by the enemy.
Of course, yes, yes.
So, oh, and those who had everything in theory and nothing in practice were worse than our rock. Yes, you can take it from me.
Yes. So there was a battalion or whatever, a home guard,
yes.
And then the ARP wardens, separate.
Yes.
There was
yes.
the two separate lots.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You see, but you had to have your own patch, you see.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. But you had to train for that.
Was there the same in Port St. Mary?
Oh, I don't know, you see.
There was some Port Erin.
You went down to the Dr. Luthwaite was on that corner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that's as far as you would get because that was all barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those soldiers said, I don't know what was in the boarding house. I've never really asked.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all shut off because after the war, when my sister had a car, younger sister than me, we went down there. And it was after the war, a little one. And when we got down to the bottom, you know, to go down those steps at the side to get down to the shore, I looked up. Oh, I said, somebody's changed the name on Athol House. That's the Miss Anse, Miss Cubbins. Oh, I said, isn't that awful? I said, it was built as Athol House, but they built a little bungalow, there's four of them. Down that very end,
mm-hmm.
theirs was Wren Abbin.
Mm-hmm.
They'd sold the boat a few years before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, quite a few years before. And they'd gone to, in the four bungalows, Mrs. Kelly Balaquini had the first one. Mr. Skillicorn the baker had those. They'd give up and retired. And this would be when I was about 20. And they lived in Wren Cullen, and Aunt Annie's was Wren Abbin.
Mm.
And that's a real, they're all Manx names.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what Miss Sansbury was, she was a school teacher at the Four Road.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Sansbury, I've just forgotten the name of their, there's just four, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice and lovely, a
yes.
view on them and
yes.
everything.
Yes.
And very modern, you see.
Yes, of course.
But, but you see, my memories of those, it always lingers with me, those lovely sunny afternoons at 4 o'clock, because I wasn't supposed to be wandering down there, but because I had messages to do. I always did the messages, I never did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And with Marion, that's the girl that's younger than me, she used to go after tea, and she used to tell me that at 4 to 5, they went up at the top of that Point Hotel, and they must have been staying in a house there, because she said they'd come out after tea at 5 o'clock, all scrubbed up and clean, and doing it, sitting on the rocks or whatever, crocheting and beautiful knitting. They weren't lazy in any way.
No.
No. But they kept to themselves, like, but Marion said it was lovely to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. I don't know where they'd be staying, there'd be plenty of skills. But, but I was fascinated by the way they did
yes.
things. Because
yes.
anything to do with food, I was always interested.
Yes.
But that's, now you didn't see the handle.
Yes.
And they never spoke to anybody, of course, they hadn't time for that sort of thing.
No.
And they were Scots.
Came every year.
Every year, yes. And I've heard since that there could have been some of the wives on the men on the old Nickies,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back after summer's over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could make sense because they weren't from the Isle of Man.
No,
see.
No.
They were Scotch.
Yes,
yes.
They
so.
Came from all round Scotland,
that's
didn't
right.
they?
Yes.
From the west coast and the east coast.
That's
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And followed the herring down
yes.
as far as Yarmouth.
That's it.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes.
And there was all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the quiet, and you never heard a swear word in Port St. Mary.
No.
No. And when I was telling James Kirk that too,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I bet you
all
had.
The old characters.
Yes.
And we'd be laughing at
them.
Oh, it was great.
Yes.
Nice. And the spore gone in recent times.
Really?
That I hear spore. And I miss them all now.
Yes. Mm.
And I'm sitting with women and it's not the same.
Because they
can't talk to you the same. I don't know why. But I miss all that. Oh, it was lovely fun. But anyway,
so what did you, after the war, did you, were you still in Port Arran?
Oh, your brother, yes, brother. Brother. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with those people for 20 years.
Did you?
And I learned a great deal there, all about cooking for the elderly, you know.
Oh.
Yes, but you see, it's hilarious. Yeah. It's food you'd never dream of giving to a people, you know. But I learned how to poach things and do things.
Right.
Well, I learned a great deal there. Mm-hmm. And then I was fond of gardening as well. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they thought a lot of me.
They thought
awful hard when I left, because I had to do the gardening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were there 20 years, were you?
Yes, and when I got married, when she died, she left me 2000.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, she must have appreciated you.
Yes.
That was nice, yes.
So, I mean, I worked out, and I learned a lot from them, a great deal, because I think in her younger days, you see, her health didn't hold her. Miss Lucy Horrocks, she was. She trained for a doctor, I think, and she knew all about everything.
Nutrition and all.
And I had a good memory, and of course I knew exactly what they get anything is, murder. The angels of Navi might be. You see, there's no poaching going on. See, I used to poach lovely black soles and lemon soles.
Did you?
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
And nice crisp toast and best butter. When you see the toast.